الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا ورسولنا وكريمنا وعزيزنا ووصيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر: إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All praise and all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We completely and utterly submit and surrender to the one and only, the everlasting, and the one who has control over everything. And we send peace and blessings and salutations upon our noble, beloved, most honorable messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his purified and noble family, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this blessed, noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah, in this blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And may our attendance become a means for our purification, for our pardon, for our forgiveness, for our guidance and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. And may we all be resurrected and reunited together on the day of Qiyamah in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Today's topic of discussion is an answer to some of the questions that my students have been asking me during class time in the madrasa. And I'm sure it's also a question that perhaps even your own children, your friends, and the community members may be asking themselves, the question of why. Why are there earthquakes? Why are there floods? Why do fires take place throughout the world? And why are there hurricanes and all of these what we call natural disasters? But the reality is they are divine commands. Nothing happens except by the command, the izn and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. It is within the hands and power and the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever He decrees, whatever He decides is always for the best, even though we may not necessarily understand it. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, we'll begin and try to unpack this particular answer today of why things happen and what is the hikmah behind all of these things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal in the glorious Qur'an, He reminds us, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And this is something that we need to understand from the outset, that there is no disaster that takes place on the entire face of the earth, or any disaster, any event that takes place in the entire cosmos, the universe is known and unknown, and neither does anything occur within our own personal lives, whether they be medical, emotional, intellectual, or any other issue. Nothing that happens on the earth and in the world, and nothing that happens within you, except إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ, except that it is in a kitab, a register, a book recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is Allah azza wa jal who brings forth it into existence. Whatever has been decreed, however it has been decreed, it comes to reality by the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّ بَرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. It is therefore very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring that. But Allah azza wa jal continues in this particular verse of the Qur'an to remind us, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about these external and internal challenges and disasters. Why? So that you do not despair over the things that have eluded you. If you are lucky and fortunate, as we are here in the UK, this disaster has eluded us. This disaster undoubtedly has eluded us, but not those of the people of Morocco, not those for the people of Libya, or previously in the years past, people of Turkey or Syria or anywhere else in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do not despair over what has eluded you, and neither be proud or exult over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you over others. Allah has taken away something from the people of Morocco and Libya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not necessarily taken it away from you. So this is therefore a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see whether you are grateful, whether you recognize His dominion and His power, and whether you submit and surrender, or whether you delude yourself and you boast and you think, yeah, I'm untouchable. Nothing can happen to us on these great British Isles, this British land, nothing can touch us. But no, this is all a test that wherever you are, remember you are under the dominion, the power, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So earthquakes and hurricanes, floods and fires, all of these things are not just a random natural acts that the world likes to assume. No, these are all preordained, designed and registered and recorded decrees by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not take place at random. Without a doubt, there are many people now suffering at this very moment in time. Lives have been lost. Homes have been utterly destroyed by the destruction in Morocco as well as in Libya. Crops have completely perished for those people who are farmers, and the wealth that people had overnight has disappeared completely. Everything in terms of their assets have just disappeared. People have been displaced. Families have been broken. And the pride of people have also been broken as well. Whether we're in this country or anywhere else, when disasters occur, it really humbles you and it breaks you and your spirit and your pride and your arrogance to remind you of who is the one truly in control. So everything, first and foremost, we need to realize and remind ourselves it is by the decree, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is therefore no defense against the decree. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained shall come to pass. Even if all of humanity, all of its technology, all of its power and strength came to stop an earthquake, it could not. If it built the highest and the best and the most strongest of dams, it would still not be able to stop it from flooding, because this was decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no defense against the qudra of Allah azza wa jal. Neither is there any blame that we can place upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither is there any retaliation against, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mu'min and the muslim only is in a state of acceptance that this is from Allah azza wa jal. Kullum min indillah. that everything is from whom? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must, after accepting it, humble ourselves, submit and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you still have and what many people do not have. And we must surrender to the one alone, none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see the pain and we hear the suffering of the people now at this very moment in time, the loss that they have incurred, the people of Morocco, the people of Libya. And we must first and foremost, after accepting that it is from Allah Azza wa Jal, then also reach out to them and remind them that they are not alone. We must share whatever capacity that we have in terms of our financial capacity, our physical, our intellectual, whatever capacity that we have, we must share and support them. We must help them. We must share whatever resources that we have and enable them to heal and to reconstruct their lives. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us in the beautiful hadith recorded in the Musnad of Ahmad that يَعْلَمُ الْمُؤْمِنُ لِأَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ كَمَا يَعْلَمُ الْجَسَدُ لِمَا فِي الرَّأْسِ, that the believer, how is the believer towards another believer? He feels pain for another believer, just the way when a body, any part of the body feels pain, or point of the body feels pain, then the entire body also feels that pain as well. You may have pricked your finger, but it affects everything else within you. You may have a headache over here, it affects the rest of your body. You may have pain somewhere, but it affects the rest of the body. And this is how mu'mins are to one another, that whether we're here in the UK, or whether we're in Pakistan, or in the UAE, wherever we may be, whenever we see other people suffering in any way or form, we also feel their loss and their suffering and their pain. And we, just the way we would do whatever we can within our capacity to alleviate that pain and that headache and that suffering, we also do that for those people who are in need at this very moment in time as well. This is how we should be reacting to the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam furthermore informs us in a beautiful hadith of Muslim that man nafasa an mu'min qurbatan min qurab ad-dunya, that whoever relieves a believer of any form of distress in the dunya, then what will happen as a result? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve him and his distress on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ, and the person who also makes things easy and protects a believer as much as they can, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn will make things easy for them, not just in the dunya, but more importantly in the hereafter, and protect them. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the aid of his servant as long as his servant is in the aid of other people. And this is what we need to ask ourselves, that up until today, with the events that have transpired in Morocco and also in Libya, how have you felt for your brothers and sisters in Morocco and Libya? Have you felt their pain? Or have you just thought, not my problem, not my country, their government can sort it out? What has your reaction been? What has your pain and suffering been? And similarly, how have you tried to alleviate and remove their distress and their worry, their sorrow and their suffering? And have you been in their aid? Why? Not just for their sake, but more importantly for you to also find the aid and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So the signs that we see within us and also the signs that we see around us are not just there to remind us, this sign tells you to take this exit and you will end up here. But signs are also there, and their purpose and function is to warn you of a danger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, in this particular grand sign that He has given us in Morocco, the one that He has given us in Libya, and many other signs that we see within us and around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just want us to see it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be aware of the danger and realize that we are living on His earth. We are living in His kingdom and we are living under His rule. This is very important to realize, because we just think we're living in this country and we can do what we want. Whether it's selling alcohol, whether it's taking interest, oh, it's fine. it's a non-Muslim country. We don't realize it is his dominion, his kingdom, his land, and his rules apply to us wherever we go. And we must not ignore the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's nothing more greater than this sign that we have just seen in Morocco and this sign that we have seen in Libya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, that we do not send signs except as a warning for those people that they can realize. And what should we realize? That these people who slept that night, completely blissfully unaware, woke up in the morning and had utterly lost everything. Lost their parents, perhaps, lost their wife, lost their children, lost their siblings, gone in a moment. These people who had wealth, who had business, who had shuhrat, who had fame, had completely lost it all within a second. And this is a reminder, a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever you have and anything that you have can be taken away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just think about these tangible things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within a moment can take away your breath, can take away your soul. What is everything else that you have? So we must consciously remain aware of the power and the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remain humble and grateful and submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore for us here in this country and for other Muslims throughout the world, be thankful for the blessings of aman that you have, the blessings of safety that you have, the blessings of security that you have, the blessings of stability that you have, the blessings of well-being and afiyah that you have, that has been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because these very people at this very moment in time, their safety has gone, their sanctuary has gone, their well-being has gone. Everything that they had, essentially tangible things, have gone. They have nothing else apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to remind ourselves, that if you want safety, if you want sanctuary, if you want any of these things, be with Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who provides you with all of these things. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us, man asbaha minkum mu'afan fi jasadi aminan fi sirbi inda quda yawmi faka'annama hizat lahu dunya. That any one of you, whenever you wake up every single day, if you are healthy within yourself, within your mind, and if you are safe and secure within your family, and you have daily food enough to suffice you, and it is though as you have achieved and accumulated all of the treasures of the dunya. These people today, they do not have that safety within themselves. They do not have that health for themselves. They do not have food even to last them a day. But how are we in comparison? And how are they now? They are turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. They're being even more humble and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be aware and be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal at every given moment in your life before it is taken away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question, as I mentioned at the beginning, asked by some of the students during the madrasa, is why do the earthquakes happen? Why do the floods occur? Why do hurricanes happen? Why do fires take place and completely annihilate everything? And rather than this reflect on the why, I want you to ask yourself, and you will perhaps find the answer to the why in your own life and the actions that we do. And this is something that I want to share with you, that كَيْفَ لَا تَتَزَلْزَلُ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَقْدَامِنَا, that why is it that the earth beneath our feet should not quake? Why should it not? First and foremost, don't ask why it does. Ask yourself, why should it not quake beneath your own feet? Why? When people are associating a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same Lord who created you, who fashioned you, who brought you here into this dunya and gave you everything that you have, you then associate partner with Him. Why would the earth not quake beneath your feet when the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves when somebody associates a partner with Allah azza wa jal? Why would the earth not quake beneath your feet when people are denying the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and challenging the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would the earth not quake beneath your feet when we ourselves and other people are degrading and mocking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ignoring him and his uswa hasana and his sunnah? Why would the earth not quake beneath our feet when we are the ones who are ignoring our salah, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us again and again, aqimis salah, aqimis salah, aqimis salah, 5 times a day, but we are ignoring that. Why would the earth not quake when we are the ones, when we are demeaning the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are degrading the ulama, the true people of ilm, and those people who are bringing us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would the earth not quake beneath our feet when we are at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah azza wa jal has reminded us that la ta'kulu riba, don't take interest, don't give interest, but we are there, we do not desist in taking interest, in giving interest, and continue to deal with interest. So why would the earth not quake? The earth submits and surrenders to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here, this insan, this singular person with some bones and some flesh, thinks that he can ignore all of these things. Why would the earth not quake when we belittle the sanctity of the masjid? And we fight in the masajid, and we are raising our voice in the masajid so that we can be in control, we can have the power, and we can have the fame. Why does the earth not quake beneath our feet when we give so much rishwa, so much bribery in our own home countries, and even here in this country, and we do shahada to zur, we give falsifying witness statements and documents? Why would the earth not quake when we are earning haram and consuming haram? This is the answer to why it should, rather than why should it not. كَيْفَ لَا تَتَزَلْزَلُ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَقْدَامِنَا. When people are buying, when people are selling and consuming and drinking alcohol in their homes and in their communities and in their societies, we only need to look at our home countries and what's going on. We need to look here as well. And we use this, you know, these arguments, oh, we're in a non-Muslim country. Answer this question: is this not the land of Allah Azza wa Jal? Is this not the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not apply here? Does the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not apply here? So how dare you say that we can buy and sell and consume alcohol just because we're in a non-Muslim country? How dare you say that we can have an off-license? Why would the earth not quake beneath your feet when you are doing this guna upon guna upon guna, transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it that we forget we are on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's land? Why would the earth not quake when we are fornicating and being promiscuous and committing adultery with absolutely no fear for the repercussion? Who knows? It's my life. What do you have to do with it? Get on with your life. Do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Do you not care about the infidelity? Do you not care about the abortions that are taking place outside of marriage? Do you not care about the killings that are rampant? Do you not care about the rampant ties of kinship that we are breaking? عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And we are putting our parents now in care homes. Why? We don't have time for you. We don't have the patience for you. We don't have the tolerance for you. You go and you stay there. Don't mess my mind up. Don't mess my home up. Leave me and my wife and my children alone. Why would the earth not quake when we are answering back to our parents, when we are answering back to our elders, when we are answering back to our teachers with derision and looking down at them? Children going to school, primary and secondary schools, are challenging teachers and making teachers cry and say, who are you? Swearing at the teachers. Why would the earth not quake when we are ignoring the plight of our neighbors and breaking their rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon them? Why would the earth not quake when we are deserting the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an entire week? Alhamdulillah, you are here. Today is Jumu'ah, mashaAllah, well done. May Allah continue to give you tawfiq. Why do you desert the same home of Allah Azza wa Jal the entire week for Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha? Where are you throughout the week? Where are you throughout the month? Where are you throughout the year? Is this a seasonal masjid? Is this a seasonal deen? Why would the earth not quake at your disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah azza wa jalla at the beginning said to Malaika, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, and they responded, قَالُوا وَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ. You're going to place a person on earth who will do fitna and fasad within himself and within the community and society, and cause corruption and do ma'asiyah and transgress and ignore you, whilst we do your tasbih and we glorify you and we do not disobey you. They realized. But here we are, we continue to do all of these things. We have taken the Quran as a joke. We do not recite it except when somebody passes away. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself, you know, يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. They've just left and deserted the Qur'an. We pick and choose and cherry pick our deen whenever we want to apply it, when we feel like wearing modest clothing, when we feel like segregating in weddings, when we feel like having a hijab, and when we feel like all of these things. It become a joke for us, our deen, our Qur'an, our sunnah. Lies are rampant, rumors and gossip and backbiting and slander, engaging in promiscuity and dancing and music and all of these things. We don't care about all of these things. So why would the earth not quake beneath your feet when you are so much full of sin and you're carrying all of this weight? If you take a cup of water which is full to the brim and you add a couple of stones, it will overflow. If you take a building and you overburden it with additional weight, that building will collapse. We are here on earth, and because of the weight of our sins, the earth is quaking. Because of the weight of our sins and transgressions, the floods are completely destroying the world. Because it's us. We are causing this. It is our fault. So why would it not occur? That is a question that we need to ask, rather than why is it occurring? Why would it not occur when our hearts are corrupted? When our souls are polluted? When our actions have become more and more fake? Humanity is already drowning. Don't just look at the drowning of the people in Libya or other countries. Humanity is already drowning. The Muslims are already drowning, and they are quaking throughout the world. Our souls have been swallowed by the dunya. We are destroyed our own selves by our own action, by our own transgression, by our own disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our deen, and to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So of course, why would the earth not quake beneath our feet when we are the culprits, and we are the cause and the reason for the earth behaving in this particular way? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Insan will say, why is the earth doing this? Insan should look at itself and say, why have you been living your life like this? When I gave you the best messenger, I gave you the best example, I gave you the best Quran, the best kalam, and made you the best nation, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. And you completely ignored all of those things. So why, of course, if you break the rules, would all of these consequences not take place? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِّنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. That by the one is whose hand my soul is in, either you command good, and either you forbid evil, or soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the punishment upon you from Him, and you will call unto Allah azza wa jal, فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ, and He will not respond to you. Why? We have left ma'ruf, we have left munkar, we have left the Qur'an, we have left our deen, we have left the sunnah, we transgress day and night, and then we question, why are these things happening? We need to question ourselves, that if we are the ones who are ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ignoring the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ignoring and rejecting the signs and rejecting the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, transgressing His limits, not encouraging good anymore, not forbidding evil within ourselves, in our families, in our communities. We don't even stop our own children from wearing immodest clothing. They want to wear tight clothing? Fine. They want to wear transparent clothing? Fine. They want to relieve themselves? They want to do whatever they want? We are not even telling off our own children. So why will the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal not descend upon us when Allah Himself mentions, فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ Just wait. Just wait until the Umar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِكِينَ And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide those who are fasiq. What is a fasiq? A person who transgresses the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the haqiqah, we know the reality, we know what we should and shouldn't do, but we are still doing that. And therefore Allah is saying, then just wait. In the way we tell our children, you wait and see what happens to you. Your manager will say that to you when you don't do what you're contracted to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَتَرَبَّسُوا Just wait. You carry on with your transgressions, with your ignorance, with your arrogance, with your pride, and do all of these things, and watch how the earth quakes beneath your feet. Watch how the floods will consume you and annihilate you, just as the hurricanes and the fires as well. The Sahaba Ikram, they asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, anuhliku wa fina as-salihun? That, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we will be destroyed, we will be devastated, whilst we have righteous people amongst us. How is that possible? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied, قَالَ نَعَمْ إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخُبُسِ Yes, indeed, you will be destroyed and devastated if khubus increases. And they said, يعني what is khubus? كَثْرَةُ الْمَعَاسِ Excessive disobedience, transgression, and doing sins upon sins upon sins, ignoring the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we may, some of us may be righteous, but if the majority of us are not doing what we're commanded to do, then the azab will descend even upon the righteous and including all of the transgressors. We within ourselves have stopped calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and correcting people with our mouths and correcting people with our actions and also correcting people even within our heart. We don't even do step one and step two. We just go straight to step three and say, oh, it's between me and Allah. I don't like what he is doing. But no, the Prophet ﷺ has reminded us, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ If you see anything wrong, change it with your hand. How many of us speak up, oh no, I don't want to ruin my relationship. I don't want to tell him off. I don't want X, Y, and Z. No. You change it within your capacity, with your hand. And if you have tried and failed, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي And then you try with your tongue and you correct it to the best of your ability. And then when you failed in the second occasion, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِي وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ And then the last resort is at least know in your heart it is wrong. And that is the weakest form of iman. So ask yourself, why should these things not happen when we have stopped being humble, when we have stopped obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is the time for us to ask ourselves why and realize the question is within us, within our own deeds, within our own actions. We need to be humble, we need to be thankful, we need to strengthen our relationship and support one another and make sure we are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Allah azza wa jal haqqa tuqati as is his right, because this is why he has created us, and follow his commands and stop sinning and stop transgressing to the best of our abilities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our hearts, our souls and our bodies to truly quake before that day when we are forced to quake before Allah Azza wa Jalla's majesty, his power and might. Wa qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum. Jazakumullahu khairan.